guess we'll wait for them to come. Very exciting if it is.
Woof.
I mean, I guess to close out, just have your prediction. What do you think? West versus East. West has won the last three.
Huh. Oof. I mean, look, thinking about the people on each team.
I mean, West.
The West is so deep. Oh my god. Just thinking about it. You got Ant, Shea, Steph. Steph's coming off the bench.
KD.
Oh my god. Is Book, did Book get it this year?
Should have, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Let's look up the roster.
Let's see this. I mean, the East, especially without Embiid, probably looks pretty weak on paper. Actually, I mean, in terms compared to the West, I guess.
Where is but, forgetting about Brunson.
Is he an All-Star starter?
No.
That would be.
I don't think so. It's a. I mean, Dame. Dame made it over him.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, no. I mean, it makes sense because Dame finally got out of the West. Finally got out under Steph's shadow.
He's basic like those prime Timberwolves or those prime Trailblazers teams. Like, I think they match up with this Bucks team at the moment because they look bad.
I think they'll figure it out though. They have Giannis.
I think they will.
They have Giannis and Middleton been playing together so long.
Yeah, I know.
And now they have one of the best shooters of all time. Like, they should figure it out.
3-7 with Doc, I believe.
I don't know if Doc's the answer.
No.
To be honest.
Don't get me wrong. Like,
I like him on ESPN.
He's a tenured coach. Obviously has the resume to back it up. They need a defense, and I just don't think Doc was the guy. I think you go to Doc because he's experienced and can bring a team to through the playoffs. We'll see how far you can take a team through the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't like the hate he gets because I think he's a good coach, but I think his game of basketball might be a little bit dated for the modern NBA.
Yeah,
it's just looking like the Budenholzer firing was a bit premature at this point.
I think people teams just fire coaches too fast.
They do.
Even in football, even in soccer.
Yeah, no. Well, welcome to life of being a Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
You can't get attached to any manager.
Especially you, man.
Rest in peace, Tuchel. Come back, we need you. Get Poch out.
Wow, you Poch out for real?
Yeah, I am, even after today. It's just expired football for me. It's expired.
I mean, they look good today.
They did look good. That's the thing, they can look good. It's not like I haven't seen them play well.
Does a style of play expire? That's a
great
good question.
I think it, I don't think it expires, but I think teams adapt to it. You look at like a Conte, who tore up the Prem with Chelsea. Victor Moses on the right, like tore up the Prem, and then once he went to Spurs, a bit dated.
No,
a little bit dated.
He just destroyed the happiness I got from watching the team.
Oh.
Sit back, sit back, sit back. Oh, counter, yes, yay. Oh, my God, sit back, sit back. Please don't concede, please.
It's just Italian football.
I am José Mourinho.
I just don't think Poch wins you trophies. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, history would say.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong.
He won League One.
He knows talent.
No, did he not win? He won League One. I know Lil won the 1 year when he was there.
I think I could win if I was coaching PSG.
Exactly.
I obviously knows talent. Don't get me wrong. I just don't think he's the guy we need.
If I speak, I'm in big trouble. If I speak, I'm in big trouble.
Also, if we're talking. This is a good would you rather.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Shea running your social media or José Mourinho running your social media?
Well, both.
Depends
how I'm feeling.
I hope José knows who Shea is, because he could take a little bit and add it to his...
Do you think José Mourinho watches the OKC?
Do you think José Mourinho knows the Thunder have two guys named Jalen Williams? You think Chet Holmgren knows who Jose is?
Oh, I've never thought about this in my life.
That's so a collab funny. We need. Like,
yeah, both of them should come on the show.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I need Jose.
Jose on this show would be hype. Maybe we should just hit him up.
It's for real. My king.
Listen, Jose, if you're listening, WMFO.
What was your reaction when you got fired as Spurs coach 2 weeks before the EFL Cup final?
Eva Cardero, the former Chelsea doctor, field doctor. Why'd you yell at her? Let's be honest.
Dude, where's I don't know who these. Maybe they're never gonna come. We need to stay.
Yeah.
A dog named Jet, more like no dogs named Jet.
Who let the dogs out?
There we go.
I mean, if he's not coming, he's not coming. Did that 6 o'clock time ever get taken up?
Yeah, I think
it did. Yeah, surely. We should have jumped on the time and gotten a solid time.
I think for our dedicated Airball viewers, those listeners, sorry. I think Jonah is working. I think he wants to do the 6 a.m. Wow. So he might get that time every week.
Wow.
I'm not going to be on it, but...
What day of the week is that?
I don't know. He hasn't done it yet.
Because if that's Tuesday, I'll be...
He's listening now. Maybe he'll text us, but...
Jonah, if you're listening, I'm up Tuesdays early.
Tuesdays?
I got 8 a.m. meetings, so... You can add 2 hours to that.
Right.
I mean, may as well just keep the show going, though.
Yeah, might as well. Like.
The Lakers...
Start the Lakers let's, counter.
Let's look at the second half of the NBA season. I mean, I think what we see right now in terms of the best teams in the league isn't going to change. Celtics are going to stay at the top. Cavs stay at the top. I mean, barring any injuries, Cavs, Celtics look like the two teams in the East.
Cavs, Celtics.
Okay. The Knicks can maybe sneak into that. With the new Anunoby edition.
Yeah. Thank you for recognizing.
Yes.
Thank you for
recognizing. Bucks obviously have the chance to turn it around.
Yeah.
Far and out though, Cavs.
I could see them going on like a crazy win streak or something.
Yeah.
Once they figure it out.
If they get it rolling, they get it rolling. Magic, I really like. There's a few teams like that are young, but they've got it. Like those teams are going to be sticking around for a bit. I think the West is a bit different because you've got. I'll read the top five. Wow, the top eight is the whole West. There's no one who's nice, but you got the Kings in eighth, Mavericks in seventh, Pelicans in sixth, Suns in fifth, all separated by, what is it? One game, half a game.
Wow,
that's insane. That's insane.
I feel like. These teams are—they're putting up good records. Teams like the Pelicans, like I guess the Kings are in that combo.
Yeah,
maybe even the Suns.
Yeah,
I feel like it all first round exits.
Yeah,
easily.
So you've got the Timberwolves, Thunder, Clippers, Nuggets, all separated by 3 games. I mean, they were just tied a few days ago, but one of those teams is getting a first round bounce.
Yeah,
which is crazy because all four of those teams have been conference contenders the whole season. Yeah. I think that one of those two teams getting the bounce is gonna be either the Timberwolves or the Thunder.
Well, I said this on our last show.
Yeah.
Out of those two teams, I picked the Thunder.
If I think
one,
so.
Honestly, one injury could be.
I think so.
Could be bad for them.
They're tricky because if Shea's not going, you can. Can you? I mean, I don't think you can go to Chet for a bucket.
Mm.
In the same way you can go to Shea for a bucket.
No.
Shea,
you literally just does not have to pass the ball. He'll inbound.
Yeah, yeah.
One screen.
He gets the line no matter what. I think Giddey's not a scorer. And then you're looking at Jalen Williams leading your offense. Which, don't get me wrong, he's a great player. And he's putting up big numbers this year.
J-Dub?
24-4, pretty much. 45% from the three? Hello?
Who?
J-Dub?
J-Dub. Damn.
45% from the three. Yeah, no, he's having a ridiculous year. I think you can go to him for a bucket, but you can't do it without Shea, with Shea on an off night, especially in a seven-game series against a team like the Clippers, even, yeah. I mean, even the Pelicans are tough. But an off night against the Suns.
Oh, it's going to be a fun playoffs, man.
It is.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be good.
I'm just realizing, I just hope he will stay healthy.
Yeah.
Injuries are so annoying.
Yeah, injuries suck.
Like, the Pelicans without Zion, like, I'm not watching
yeah.
them.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I think, I was seeing this the other day, but people are saying the Pelicans are going to have to choose between, I think an Eastern Conference executive said, Pelicans this offseason have to choose between Zion or Brandon Ingram.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think Zion probably is waiting on his, one of them's waiting on a contract, I bet.
Why don't they just give them both?
That's what they should be doing. But this guy was anonymous executive was saying that people around the league are saying that Pelicans are going to have to make a pick this summer. Just tricky.
Okay. Zion Williamson.
Yeah, this is...
Or Brandon Ingram. As the star of your... Like, yeah. The guy? As the guy.
Well, I think I know which way the Pelicans can play it safe. I mean, you take Brandon Ingram.
Brandon Ingram's safer option for sure.
Yeah. I think Zion's an injury away from missing.
Definitely more chill on the road trips.
Yeah.
Definitely less Twitter activity.
Yes.
Less Twitter mentions.
Oh.
Zion. Won't be playing that defense.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I unfortunately think that you're playing the safe bet, it's Brandon Ingram,
yeah.
Who's, don't get me wrong, hell of a player, but in terms of like stardom, Zion's a star. Brandon Ingram, I mean, star, but not in the same way that Zion's like a face. He's a face of the franchise.
That's also just because how he plays. Like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
just so exciting, just to
electric,
watch.
Electric.
But like, Brandon Ingram gets it done. Like,
yeah. Yeah,
he
serious
picks his
hooper.
Spots.
He's a hooper.
So that's the thing. Like, I don't know. They're both very... That's why you should keep them both.
Yeah.
I don't understand why
you
wouldn't.
Two different types of basketball players. There's hoopers, and then there's hoopers. But...
yeah.
Yeah. Tough to pick between the two. I want to give my Warriors there. Quick shout out too, because since Draymond has come back,
yeah,
they are good.
Yeah, people don't understand how Draymond's more than just like a,
yeah,
he's more than a reckless like defensive presence, like who just slaps people,
yeah,
and kicks them in the crotch when he wants
there you
to.
Go.
He is like, I don't, not for every possession, but he's a playmaker for you.
Yeah,
that is very underrated.
Last few games. He's putting up points, flirting with a triple-double every night, pretty much.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're still losing these random games by 1 point, 2 points to the jabronis of the league. But then they can go out and
jabronis.
Kill a team like the Jazz. Or they can almost blow a lead to the Jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just...
They should be beating those teams.
I feel like the thing is... if you have Draymond on the ball, that means Curry off ball, running around, tiring your guard out, tiring his defender out, going off like three off screens, and all he needs is 1 second to shoot.
Yeah,
1 second of space.
That's it.
So that's why, I mean, if the Warriors make it in the play-in, you can't
count
them out.
You do not want to play against the Warriors in the playoffs.
You can't count them out.
Especially if Wiggins gets moving a little bit again, if Clay finds his role off the bench, they're not a team you want to play, because Wiggins is still elite defensively.
Wiggins of Andrew.
Clay. And then you've got, I mean,
Mujiamudis, dude.
Kuminga.
Kuminga. What does he call the pods?
It's like Pizarich or something. He like combines Saric and something like that.
I it's think like, he calls Sarge like savage.
Yeah.
Savage.
He says something crazy for Pajemski. Give that man his respect, Flight. Give him his respect.
That is so funny, dude.
Jack Harlow over there running point.
No, we should talk about this because you're very passionate about this guy.
I think
Pajemski.
They have found a star in him.
What's his first name?
Brandon with an I.
Brandon Pajemski.
Yeah.
Pajemski.
He played college ball in the Bay Area.
Rookie?
Yeah, rookie. I saw him in person for Santa Clara, and he was killing the West Coast Conference. Picked at 19th. High. Like, that's... I don't remember the last time there was a player out of the West Coast Conference that did not come out of Gonzaga that got picked that high. But...
Santa Clara.
He's good. He was co-player of the year with a guy who actually played for the University of San Francisco, too. Mm. He was unfortunately overseas now. But
let's be honest. He's not...
Brandon?
Where are we rating him? He's not only his top five.
Rookies?
Yeah. Maybe Grace. Maybe like six. Because you have Victor, obviously. Wet Bananas.
Yeah. Let's look up the NBA
you
rookie
have
rankings.
Banana. You have
because
Chet. Okay, are we counting Chet?
If
we're going out
yeah.
of this rookie class, then we don't count him. Or no,
yes.
The draft class.
Yes, let's go out of the draft
let's
class.
Let's go draft class, okay. Wet Banana, Brandon Miller better.
You think Brandon Miller...
He's been on a run.
Yes, I think B-Pod's... What he brings this team... okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, I can agree. I think Brandon Miller's a slasher. B-Pod's game is a bit less flashy. More on the defensive end sometimes,
yeah.
too. Leads the league in charges.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's crazy, yeah. It's like 25 or something.
Nah, you need guys like that.
Yeah.
Who will do your, like, get on the floor and...
So...
I mean, just play hard.
This class is honestly becoming a bit underrated. I'm not saying Keontae George is top five, but Bucket.
He's been good.
Yeah.
The Thompson brothers.
Yeah, so... Wemby, Derek Lively can't stay healthy, but when he's healthy,
good.
He's been really good.
He reminds me of
like
a Clint Capella, like
yeah, type. a little bit. I
like on
no disrespect
Rockets.
To Derek Lively, but I was gonna say Marvin Bagley, but I think that's just the hair
just
and like the
look.
Build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cason Wallace too.
Yeah.
Under,
Jaime
good.
Jaquez.
Yes. Oh yeah, he's nice.
I don't know what.
I bet Jimmy's loving him.
Yeah.
Molding him.
Yeah.
Molding him for real.
I'm a big fan of Jordan Hawkins, the UConn guy.
Oh, okay.
Just. I was super high on him. I thought he went low.
To him. He's just an average looking dude.
He
so
is. He is. I thought he went low. I wanted the Warriors to pick him up, if I'm going to be honest.
Shout out to you, Jordan.
Yeah.
Come on the
but,
air ball.
Yeah. Hooper.
We'll mess with
he's
you.
A hooper. And he's putting up buckets for the
out
Pelicans.
Of UConn.
I think they got themselves a gem there.
2002.
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of these guys are going to be.
Brandon Pajemski's in 2003.
Jesus.
We might be older than Wemby. Oh, no, we're just younger than Wemby.
Yeah, we're younger.
Oh, my God.
But no, there's this guy.
Wemby, happy belated birthday.
Gigi's definitely.
Yeah, Gigi Jackson.
Yeah, he's young.
Where is he at? That was a steal, too, actually. 19.2. Oh, he just turned 19. That's. Scary.
That's insane.
Is he an 05? Don't tell me there's an 05 in the NBA.
Is he? We talked about it last time.
He's December 17th, 2004.
Yeah, wow.
That's insane. He's not even our grade. He'd be the grade below us. He's a freshman in college.
Oh, my Lord.
That's scary.
I don't think I'm making it.
Mom, I'm not making the league anymore. The hoop dreams. This guy popped in my head the other day. I think he's had a bit of a disappointing rookie year. I don't know if he got injured or what the story is.
Yeah. Grady.
Grady Dick.
Let's talk about Grady Dick for a second.
Yeah. Great personality. Like,
yes. OVO.
Yeah.
Already.
Already.
I think great fit, him and Drake.
I think so.
Drake and Dick.
I think he's the Canadian style kind of fits Grady Dick a bit.
Yeah, especially in recent times, Grady and Drake, very similar reps right now.
Absolutely.
Have you seen those videos of the commentators being like, Just call him Grady.
Fair. 13th pick, and he's spent majority of the season in the G League.
Yeah. He's been playing recently.
Yeah, he has.
He's had some injuries, so.
And I think they've, with those trades, they've kind of pivoted their roster to more of a rebuild, kind of clinging on for a draft pick next year. Which I don't know who you want from this draft class, because there's not.
Yeah. I know J Dub's brother.
Really?
He's like the top two.
Jameer Williams. They just stuck with the J's. Maybe it's just Jalen spelled differently.
Yeah. Jaleen. But yeah, those videos of the commentators are so funny.
Cody Williams, is that who it is?
Dick coming to get the ball. Dick pulling up. Oh, nothing but net for Dick.
Yeah, Jalen Williams' brother could be a top draft pick. That's cool.
Yeah.
Cody Williams. Let's see what he's putting up. Williams of Cody. Cody Williams. He plays out Boulder. Shout out Boulder.
The William brothers. We are fans. We are fans of you.
Yeah. Gilbert, Arizona's finest. Cody Williams. Yeah, this dude looks like he's got it. 14.3 points, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, 58% shooting. That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's good. There's this great video of the two Jalen Williamses on like TikTok, where they're doing like a TikTok to this song Made for You by Mooney Long.
I gotta pull this
up. Do you know that song?
I do not.
I'm gonna play it right
now. Yeah, play it. Let's hear it.
We have the privilege of this setup. It is so funny. It's like, twin. Jalen Williams like, twin, where have you been? It's like the little, like the L dance.
Oh, I'm pulling this up. I don't know. I haven't seen this.
It's pure vibes. That Thunder team is pure vibes.
It is.
They're just homies.
They're fun. They're fun to watch, too, to be honest. Like, they, I'm sure I'll know this song when I hear it.
I don't know. It's.
I'm not on TikTok, so.
I really like it, though.
I'm sure I gotta know this one.
Yeah, pull up the video.
Of course.
It's like they're like in the locker room or something after a game.
Remind me that. Oh, okay. I never actually watched this, but this was on my Instagram.
Yeah.
I recognize the chorus a bit. The twin, where have you been? They just look like they're having fun.
Twin.
Where have you been?
Hey.
I mean...
Nobody knows me like you do, Jalen.
Great. Oh, that's... Whoever's run the social media for the Thunder, you've got some personalities to work with there.
They're doing a great job.
They are. They are. On the court, too.
Made for me. Not made for you. Made for me.
Made for me.
By Mooney Long. Mooney slides on this. Slides on this. Yeah.
I hope she saw the TikTok.
Yeah, me too. Wait, might be the first one to play this one.
On the radio?
Yeah.
No way.
Wait for me. Oh wait, maybe I'm not.
Like what sort of database are you using? Like, is this just Spotify connected to the
Spinatron? It's Spinatron. Like something I had never heard of before.
So do they have every single song available on Spinatron?
It's like you just like plug it in, you log in. I guess they have access to Spotify and they just do it. But you don't like play it through here. You just like
Yeah. But what are you play it through your computer?
Yeah.
Got it. But on Spotify or on Spinatron, you play it on your computer?
Oh no, Spinatron just logs it for the website for the schedule so people can see what
you're playing. But you're connecting your computer, playing it from Got it.
Welcome to the stew.
Yeah. Welcome. Seriously. First time over here. Glad I can make it.
33 Wait, no, not 30. 30 listeners right now. Damn.
Yeah. Everyone wants to hear the ball talk.
Shout out to y'all.
Luke Merzik. Merzik.
The Lakers.
Merzik.
Yeah. Stan Murder Music. But yeah, I don't know.
Let's get a quick plug for Luca Music. When's your normal time?
Yeah.
When's your normal
time?
Tonight,
dude.
Tonight.
We might be back here.
I'm not opposed.
Yeah.
What time?
1 a.m.
Oh, that's late.
It's like the...
Or it's early.
Yeah. It's like the post game
or
at the after party.
If I'm I could very well be around.
Yeah, I mean,
that'd be a fun one.
Everybody tune in. I haven't
1 to 2.
Yeah, 1 to 2. 1 to 2.
Let me.
We're gonna lock in for that. But yeah, I know it. We don't have a airball like playlist. Not playlist. My bad.
Yeah.
We don't have like an airball account name yet. So
yeah,
you're gonna have to bear with this for now. This is one of my favorite songs.
The vibes are back now.
This is one of my favorite songs. This is "Good Love" by Lucy Pearl. I want to play it in a different show, so I'm not even gonna log it. Like, that would be treacherous.
Treacherous.
All right, I have a.
You got a would you rather for me?
I kind of do. It's a would you rather, but it's also like not that great.
Do these get recorded, by the way, these shows?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was gonna say I think it'd be funny to have access to this and listen back one night. All
right.
Let's hear it.
Oh, okay. Would you rather prime D Rose without Tibbs? That man's knees probably healthy.
Yeah.
He's not getting overworked by the bull man. Or what was his name? What was it? Oh my god.
Monte Ellis?
Who do I pick? I'm trying to think of okay. D Rose or Harden.
Ooh, wow.
Without Doc Rivers on that.
Oh my
god.
On that
Sixers team. Because I feel like that was not the best pairing.
No, I don't think that Sixers period and that Nets period did not happen. That was crazy. God, fresh knees on D Rose. One of the biggest what ifs in sports, to be honest.
Yep. I love basketball.
You know, you have to say D Rose for the culture.
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, what if Harden Embiid too?
Yep.
Oh my god! And you can add Nets Harden to this too.
If KD's shoe was a half size smaller, they would be. Probably won. They'd probably won it.
They
beat the Suns.
Who would they have? They had the Suns. Oh, absolutely. What does that do to KD's legacy too? He moves teams and wins a ring.
With his homies?
With his boys. Repping Brooklyn. That would be Brooklyn's first ring too, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Surely. Oh. I wish D Rose. We could have seen D Rose. Like the real D Rose.
It was like last weekend. I watched. It was so super late. I watched.
He has a documentary.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I gotta watch that too.
Yeah.
Everybody, watch your D Rose memorabilia. Memorabilia. Yeah. I don't know. His great games, but I watched his 50-point game with the Timberwolves.
Oh, the tears.
And he was
the
just
tears.
Crying oh. after it. He's on the interview. He was like, "Man, I've been through so much. Like, you don't even know what this means to me." And I was there, like, tearing up. I was Derek, I'm here for you.
What do you think? You had to guess the name of D Rose's documentary. What do you think it is? Spoon.
I was actually about to say.
No, nah, it's not Spoon. It's not Spoon.
What if it's like Roses and Thorn? Like Rose and
no,
Thorn?
No,
no. No. The Derek documentary?
No.
Rose video?
Nah,
I don't know.
It's poo. P-O-O-H.
You're lying. That's it?
Poo.
The Derek, Shiesty, that's my
the
dog.
Derek Rose story. Poo.
Wow. Maybe that's his nickname or something?
It's pretty good. I think it's just on YouTube, to be honest. But no, story of Derek Rose. Like, he deserved the doc. Absolutely. I think he might have a 30 for 30 coming for him in a few years.
Should.
Yeah.
I hope he gets on a team where he can be like that vet guy on like the chip team.
Yeah,
Yeah. Maybe gets like a little bit of run when they're blowing out somebody.
Yeah.
Or like comes off the bench for like 9 minutes, hits a few nice lays, midi.
Yeah.
Because he's still got a bat. He has a storm. He's a scoring bag.
He's still a bat.
You don't understand.
Yeah. He's. I mean.
But yeah, watch some Grizzlies highlights from him playing.
Yeah. Actually, oh, I have to see this.
He's been decent.
A bit of a Terry Rozier type point guard.
To scary Terry.
I guess that's. Is it disrespectful to? To Derek? Maybe a little bit.
I don't even think so.
Current Terry is... Fuck it.
He's good.
Scary Terry.
I just feel like he's one of them... One of them guys that just is going to be... Not forgettable is like not... Forgettable is harsh.
Yeah.
But like he's just not going to...
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That dunk on KD he had a few years ago was something though.
Oh.
Yeah, the swish dunk. He swished the dunk.
He's like an Eric Bledsoe type. Like,
yeah. That's crazy.
Like, who else?
I have a would you rather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Would you rather?
Kemba Walker.
Kemba.
Gets his flowers. Leads a team to NBA Finals. Gets his chip. Kemba goes down as a great point guard. Stays in the league.
Okay.
Or...
Gets a chip.
Isaiah Thomas.
Oh.
Chip. He doesn't get the MVP, though. But he gets his chip. Would you rather Isaiah Thomas get his chip leading that team or Kemba Walker? What if Kemba did it? What if Kemba did it with the Hornets and Isaiah Thomas did it with the Kings?
Okay, so I got to ask context questions.
Yeah, they both get their chips.
On their first team. Kemba, Hornets was his first team, right?
Yeah.
It was definitely his first team.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the Kings with... So he had Boogie.
Yeah.
Isaiah had Boogie.
Let's look at Kemba
and
Walker's.
Kemba had... Who did he have?
I'm going to look at that. Yeah, great question.
Michael... Kid Gilchrist.
Yeah, he had the Kid Gilchrist. He had the Martin twins. Okay, he was an all-star for a good bit. Fourth quarter. Why the Batum in? Yeah, Batum.
The best.
Malik Monk. Jeremy Lamb.
No help.
Mangok Mathang. I have no clue who that is.
What?
Frank.
Wait, you gotta read his name again. How do you spell that?
I must be butchering that.
Nah. Mangok Mathang.
That's wild.
That's one of my favorite names.
Yeah,
now.
I like
Mangok.
Frank the Tank Kaminsky, Dwight Howard. I mean, his teams were brutal.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Sure. No, you had Roy Hibbert at one point. Yeah, Briante Weber. Shout out Briante Weber. If Xander, if you're tuned in listening, shout out Briante Weber. What a two-man in the backcourt. Briante Weber and Kemba Walker. I think I'd rather Isaiah Thomas gets that with the Kings, though. Boogie gets his ring.
I agree.
Boogie gets his ring. Isaiah Thomas...
For all the short Kings.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would love that. And he's such a cool guy. Like,
he is. So likable.
Yeah.
I think people chat him up a little bit in terms of him being able to play in the NBA currently, because I don't think he could.
No?
No. I think there's a reason. I think the guys who aren't in the league are in the league for a reason. Because it's like... maybe... some overseas talent that could be in the league.
Shabazz, Napier. Get him in the league. No, he's probably one of those guys who can't.
USF.
Really?
San Francisco.
Wow.
That's what I was talking about when I said D-Pod had the co-player of the year.
It was him?
Shabazz Napier. Bucket getter.
He was...
He is a bucket getter. I was thinking of Khalil Shabazz. Apologies.
Khalil
Shabazz had it with D-Pod. That's USF. Shabazz Napier was UConn, and he was there with Kemba. Shabazz, that run with Shabazz was what made me get into college basketball.
This is crazy. Wait, do I even know?
Look up his tape. His tape is something.
Khalil Shabazz. I don't even know who this guy is.
Yeah. When you said Shabazz Napier, I thought of Khalil Shabazz.
He didn't make a leap.
No, he didn't. He's overseas. But he was co-player with B-Pod.
Lil Bazzy.
This is his rap name. Play some Lil Bazzy.
Wait, dude, let's see if he's got some clean songs.
No, but Shabazz Napier was the reason I love March Madness. Is the reason I love March Madness, because his game is fun. Another dude who kind of floated around the NBA.
Never really
probably
landed.
I mean, I don't even know his most notable. Probably the Timberwolves, to be honest. Guess he was with
them. Lil Bazzi has
no clean songs. Oh, bummer. But yeah. No, Shabazz Napier was fun. Super fun. I wonder how high he got picked. A bit of a what if, honestly. He was a 24th pick. I guess he wasn't that. He had 6 years in the league. He did his time. Probably overseas now, if I had to guess. Yeah, he is. He plays in the Euro League.
Damn. Huh. Where, Turkey?
Serie A. Olympia Milano.
Oh, yeah, Milan. Nice.
Whoa, he's from Boston. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
All right, I got a good would you rather for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
This one's pretty simple. But I'm gonna add a caveat at the end for both to see how that changes.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero.
Mm.
Or Austin Reeves. Same age. Or are they the same age? They could be the same age. But
same person, to be honest.
I feel like Tyler Hero is more of like a... I feel like he dated somebody bit. Like somebody... Like some celebrity. So I'm saying equal swag. They have equal amounts of swag. They already have close... I think are close in swag measurements.
Yeah.
Wow, when you search up Austin, it's Austin North, Austin Butler, Austin Riley.
Oh, come on.
And then Austin Rivers. He's far down.
Reeves needs Austin some better Rivers. Search engine optimization. Come on now. So he's 25 years old.
Yeah.
Let's see Tyler Hero. Reeves is a cool story, by the way. He was on the JJ podcast a bit ago. He and his brother, I think, played a big part in him making the league apparently and getting recruited. He's hooting with his brother. Tyler Hero's younger, which is really weird.
Interesting.
Because Tyler's been in the league for a minute now. He's probably coming on year 5 or 6. And Reeves, no.
You know, Reeves has a wife.
What?
Or a girlfriend?
Really?
They met in Newark, Arkansas.
Oh, they might be high school sweethearts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He must be.
Damn, he knows the knowledge.
Just listen to his episode.
Oh, okay.
his nicknames are great. AR-15 or Hillbilly Kobe.
That's brilliant. Yeah, he's having a pretty decent season. 15.8 points.
Yeah.
A steal, 5 assists, 4 rebounds.
I think he gets...
50% from the field.
I think last year, when we were hearing the Jordan Poole versus Austin Reeves... I don't understand. We're talking like prime time Jordan Poole should not be compared with prime time Austin Reeves. No, one of them's leading a team. Well, was signed to lead a team.
Mm.
Not doing much leading.
Ain't doing that.
Leading them the wrong.
I don't know. Direction. He's still on my fantasy team. I don't know why.
Oh.
He's still on my. I just picked up Jaden Ivey actually.
Yeah. Good. Good. Good rookie.
You saw that Benedict Mathurin, yes. Jaden Ivey spark?
Yes. Shout out the Rising Stars game.
Did you see like what happened like right after that, or like maybe right before?
Did he brick both free throws?
I don't know about the free throws, but he goes up for a dunk.
Oh.
He goes right past Jaden, goes up for a dunk, and just like airballs the dunk. Just like throws the ball at the net. It was really funny.
I believe he missed both free throws after that. I'm not mistaken.
I'm showing on my phone. I won fantasy by the slightest margins this week.
That it's an extended week.
No.
Yeah.
No.
My team's like sneaky good, but my playoff chances are over. But I've been able to hang in with the best of them.
His game's Thursday. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah. I'm beating Mark. I beat Bruno. Shout out the roommates.
I'm at... Okay. We have a little fantasy league. me and Owen and some friends.
Fellas.
Right now, I'm sitting at 8-8, 500.
Don't read my record on air.
Oswego's at 5-11.
Ooh.
Not terrible. Not the worst in the league.
Last 6 weeks or so.
Not as bad as Max.
I started the season 1-10, and then I had a three-week win streak. I've won 4 out of my last 5. It's pretty good.
Very nice. Who are some of your star players?
Recently, Coby White. Coby White is a hooper. Vince Williams.
You have Vince Williams? he's putting up points.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, Vince
assists.
Is good. Vince
he's getting
is good.
Assists. Him and Coby.
Yeah,
are
wow.
Playmaking.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Tatum, obviously, but I think I've been most happy with the Coby White pickup. Nice. Sexton, too.
Sexland.
What could have been. and then chilling on the bench, we got Randall and Hartenstein.
Ooh. Nice.
Big Hartenstein guy. I remember him on the Rockets.
The Black Jokic, as they call him.
Yeah, exactly. But I think he gets his respect. He needs to get his respect because he's a good center.
Honestly, he provides.
You probably know more than
that,
I do.
Yeah, he provides that energy, man.
Really?
Both sides of the court. He's a hype man too. He'll hype up other dudes.
Huh.
I mean, he gets into foul trouble sometimes, but he's usually that guy who comes on when Mitch always gets fouls.
Yeah.
He always comes on and plays well.
That's why he's broken out this year. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
Mitch being.
He's also a great offensive rebounder.
Yeah.
So it's been very well. And Precious Achiuwa for us. They're calling him Precious Olajuwon.
Good pickup.
First of all, Precious Achiuwa, incredible stripper name. Precious
that
Achiuwa.
Is a great call. That is. Say Precious will chew ya.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Oh, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
I got a would you rather. In the clutch.
Would you rather?
In the clutch. Need a 3. Are you going?
Aliens will be.
Death ray pointed at Earth. Are you going to Hartenstein or Cody Zeller?
Wow.
Yeah. Can Hartenstein shoot the 3?
Honestly, don't know. I don't think he likes to.
Can we just not take a shot?
I don't think I've ever seen Cody Zeller stand at the 3-point line.
Can't say I have.
So
either.
I'll take Black Jokic.
Hartenstein has hit some 3s. I take that back. A little disrespect for myself. I apologize.
Yeah, he has hit some.
Yeah. He had a 14-3 year once. Shot 50%.
Knicks got some dogs, bro.
They are just dogs.
We got some dogs.
It's just the Knicks. Dogs.
Josh Hart, dog. JB,
dog.
Dante DiVincenzo, big ragu.
Great nickname.
The Black Steph.
Such a great nickname. Why does he do it in February every year? His numbers during History Month.
Was he really nice at the Warriors too?
I think he was.
Dog. Speaking of dogs, Owen, it's time for the PSA.
Time for the PSA.
So.
I like that transition. That was good.
Yeah, knock it out.
Credit. Dog. So, 30-second public service announcement. Every nose needs a home. Thinking of adding a pet to your family, the Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter, just waiting for a good home like yours.
They're waiting.
They're waiting.
Lakers.
Every nose needs a home. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit sterlingshelter.org, www.sterlingshelter.org. Every nose needs a home. Let's be honest.
Every nose?
Every nose needs a home.
Mm-hmm.
Dog. And adopt. Don't shop. This is a public service announcement from WMFO Tufts Radio. Remember.
Dog.
www.sterlingshelter.org.
Raheem.
Razmataz hops giddly do. I was gonna say dog, but dog. I don't know if I.
This is a thing I enjoy. I saw Pat Bev be very brutal about dogs on teams. Very brutal.
Pat Bev?
Yeah.
What was he saying?
He was saying, like, certain teams have no dogs. Certain teams have two. He said, on average, two dogs per team.
I like that. I like that.
So who we go through our two teams.
Yeah, I was going to say, who are the Knicks dogs?
Honestly, I think we have a bunch. Brunson. Okay. I think Brunson is a dog.
I think he's a dog. He's a bulldog. He's a pit bull.
I think Big Ragu.
Mm-hmm.
Dante,
I don't mind that.
Shenzi.
I don't mind that.
Dante 3 Vincenzo, because just, he'd be knocking him down.
It has to be Precious, too.
Dog. Precious, dog. Olajuwon, dog.
Dog.
Josh Hart, the milkman.
Dog.
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 Julius Randle, when he's in good mental state. Dog.
Dog. The Knicks do just kind of have the dog mentality.
Yeah, exactly.
See this Warriors
great
roster.
Great grind. System proficiency.
Yeah. Warriors, I mean, let's be honest. There's different types of dogs. You've got the Draymond Green dogs.
Oh, and Hartenstein. But yeah, Draymond dog.
Draymond's a dog.
We'll give him that.
I think I'm going to put B-Pod in that dog category. You're taking 25 charges. Bit of a dog.
I don't know if he's dog. We could give him like
he's
a
like
pup.
He's like pup. Yeah, puppy. I like that. I like
okay,
that.
We can give him puppy.
Gary Payton.
Dog.
I
like him.
He's fearless.
Stats don't fearless. Show. One of those stats don't show guys.
Fearless. Yeah. That's really true. That's true.
He'll put up like 2 points, but like have like a plus 20. Like
yeah, yeah.
Plus minus.
D's up. Kevon Looney.
Kevon.
Dog.
That Warriors series.
Yeah, Mavericks
oh
one.
Oh my god.
He's kind of.
I'm sorry, Warriors. Sorry, that Warriors weren't talking. The Kings Warriors series.
Yes.
He was great.
Stuck with it. He's since fallen off the minutes a bit, which is sad because he's a saint. I don't know. I've noticed this the other day, but last like 10 games or so, doesn't really get above 11 minutes. Just
is
sad.
Because of Saric or Draymond?
Saric.
Or a combination.
I think Kuminga. Kuminga. He's kind of popped back in and taken some minutes because they can go small with Draymond at the center. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, sad because he's like a double-double threat when he's scoring. And you can rely on him for a rebound, obviously.
Yeah.
Steph
Chef, look at Curry, man,
Steph
obviously.
Chef, look at Curry, man. Dog.
Doug.
Dog. That was a no-brainer.
Clay used to be.
Used to be. He's figuring it out. I think he gets a little bit disrespected in terms of
because he just be
he's
he pokes
four.
The bear.
He pokes the bear.
Yeah.
And I would say that the four thing is corny.
Very
very corny.
Four.
And he's easy to pick on if he's playing a bit scrub like.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, he can still shoot. It's just a matter of hot and cold for him.
Mm-hmm. I want to highlight an interesting team as well, or two interesting teams. Dogs on this game versus the Celtics the Celtics versus the Nets.
Yeah.
Where the Celtics took their soul.
Yeah. It was like 35 points at half or something.
Ruptured both their Achilles.
Yes.
They won by like 30.
I think it was more. I think it was 50. It was 50. Oof.
For real?
Oh my god, it was 50. 86 to 136.
Yeah. So, dogs, Celtics.
Yes.
To chips.
Yes.
You have to say to chips. That man's a Rolls Royce.
I think.
Oh my god.
I think, whatchamacallit? Derek White. Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Dog.
Bald White.
Yeah. Bald White.
It's hilarious. They have white, they have brown. All they need is leaky black.
They need a green.
They need Draymond.
Pick up Danny Green.
Danny Green.
Yeah.
Who
might just have to.
Who else?
They have some randoms, man. What is this roster? Peyton Pritchard is a dog.
You think so?
I think so.
I think he's puppy.
Puppy?
I think puppy.
At what point is he no longer puppy? He's 26.
Maybe when he actually plays minutes.
Yeah, there you go. Shout out the Ducks.
Luke Kornet. No, I'm joking. Luke Kornet looks
no
like
disrespect.
He just hopped off a Zoom call with his consulting firm.
Yeah.
That man has the biggest head. Love you, though. Love you, Luke. Who is that man?
JD Davidson. He's got a high school tape. Crazy dunk tape.
Well, it seems young.
He's Celtics. Let me pull this up, because he was one of those dudes you'd see his tapes on his dunks on Instagram and something else. Something
puppy?
Else.
We got Puppy in here? I don't know if he got that, but.
I don't think he's there yet.
Hold on.
Let's just pull up. Let's pull up one JD Davidson dunk real quick. This dude was a hooper.
To Chips D-White.
Chips.
Jaylen Brown?
Yeah. Brown. Yeah. Three. Dog.
Drew Holiday.
Definitely.
Definitely. Four.
See if we can get the...
Porzingis.
There you go. This is for the win. Step back. Step JD busy. For the win.
What's this guy's full name again?
Jerdarion.
Check this out. Devarius.
Alabama. Just... I need to get the poster up. Where's the poster? Because there's one. Here we go.
Gervarion?
Yeah, here we go.
Ooh.
Yeah. There's some sneaky bouncy dudes.
How do you spell this guy's name? Gervarion?
If you type in JD Davidson. Oh my god. If you type in JD Davidson, he'll pop up. Check this one out.
Jerdarion Devontae Davidson.
Check this out. Check this out.
Alley-oop. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Alley-oop poster.
You got the Anderson Bears out here.
Wow. Yeah, for real. Oh, I think I've seen this guy before.
Yeah, definitely.
Jerdarion.
Head at the rim type of players.
Jerdarion Devontae Davidson. Go look up some highlights for him. He's a baller.
Not saying he's NBA ready. But
is he one of like LaMelo's friends?
NBA athleticism. No.
No. Maybe.
I'll run it.
LaMelo can follow me back on Instagram. LaMelo and Jadarius, we'd love to have you. Is that how you spell it? Oh, I forgot already. Please hop on our show, please.
JD Dave, Jerdarion.
Jerdarion
Devontae Davidson.
All right, so Southie's got four dogs. Porzingis.
If we count JD as a dog, he might be a bit young.
Yeah, he's puppy.
He's puppy.
I honestly would argue Porzingis is not even a dog.
Yeah, unfortunately.
He doesn't go out and get it.
No, he doesn't. I feel like you don't see that side of Tingus Pingus where he's...
Tingus.
Where he's dogging. Like, he's just going to take over and...
Mm-hmm. And now he has less to do.
Yeah.
Like, they'll give it to him 3 feet behind the...
He's not like a grit. Whack. Yeah, he's not like a grit player, whack. Really.
I mean...
Unfortunately.
It is a very good fit, though.
Yeah.
That team.
Yeah, that trade was big time from Celtics GM.
He's averaging 20... Two blocks
he's
a game.
Just, can he stay healthy?
Two assists, 7 rebounds.
Always been the question.
From the field. Yeah. Hopefully Always he'll be healthy in the playoffs.
This team's weird, man.
I got to shout out this guy, Nemus.
Nemius
Keita.
He was sick.
From Utah State.
He's sick.
He is a puppy, definitely.
Yes, puppy. But he's paint beast.
Dead. Yeah.
Energy. Every time I turn him on, a Celtics
Whoa.
Game. Hello. I said them on is in the Celtics.
Turn me.
But every time I see him play for the Celtics, I mean, Celtics fans, you can
attest.
Yeah, contest probably, but
yeah, he like Thor. He'd be throwing.
But
I
feel like he's a good rebounder, and he plays defense. I think
his name sounds like Keita, like Naby Keita, Liverpool centerman.
When he had a double double against the Warriors in person, he just took over mm-hmm. the paint. This team's funny, because on paper they don't. I mean, yeah, I take that back. I was gonna say on paper they don't look that.
No, they are the favorite. I think
yes,
to win
absolutely
least,
without a doubt. But it's just random, like random dudes getting you buckets. Sam Hauser getting you buckets.
Dude, speaking of random, the Nets team is these trade pieces just all mashed together.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like. It's just a big time trade for a star waiting to happen.
Great.
Yeah.
You get some great value back on these guys.
Yeah. Schroeder is just one that gets bounced around.
Yeah, screwed him.
I'm big fan of Cam Johnson.
Dog. Just
yeah.
like abstract dog.
Dog, yeah.
So like Dalmatian type.
I mean, but then you've Chihuahua. Got like, oh, Dennis Smith is an interesting case for dog.
He jumps out the gym. I like yes, watching him play.
Yes.
When he was on the Knicks, he was never like good, but he had some highlights.
Look at Dennis Schroeder's profile pic, by the way. Look at the earrings.
Oh.
That's pretty yeah.
Rodman style.
Yeah. A little bit.
Rodman style earrings for
a little bit.
Scrotum.
But does Ben Simmons fit in the dog categories?
Maybe like dog with three legs. Like
yeah. Try like, to.
constantly we're, injured dog.
We're forgetting a very obvious dog here.
Yeah.
2-4. Cam Thomas. Dog.
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 Mikal Bridges.
Dog.
We're holding up his threes. Yeah, he's nice.
I'm a big Nick Claxton fan, too, actually.
Dog.
Dog, yeah, to be honest, dog.
Udagi.
Udagi. Udagi.
Udog.
Dogster. But Hoopers. I mean, the Nets are a funny team.
Yeah, they are funny. I don't know what the vision is, though.
Yeah.
Maybe playing.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like they need a guard. Because...
They just got to get in the trade market, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you've got two good pieces with Mikal and Cam Johnson.
And Nick Claxton.
Very good. Yeah. That's their... Ben Simmons is still Ben's, like...
Yeah.
He's still a piece. He's a playoff piece for defense and playmaking. But Dennis Schroeder is not going to lead you to a playoff spot.
No.
Unfortunately.
I mean, he had a great season last. I mean,
Yeah.
The Lakers. It was the last season, but yeah, it was very good. It was last season. Yeah.
Was it last season?
Yeah, the conference finals.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
He was very good. He was instrumental.
Yeah. He's got a weird career.
Should have taken the bag.
He should have taken the bag. What are you doing, man? Nothing is guaranteed in this league.
Yeah. Cool thing about this Nets team also is that...
He's cool. Sam. What? No, Sam?
Yeah. Sam Mikal Bridges should be on the Knicks.
Sam Braithwaite in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome.
But yeah, no, Mikal
should be on the Knicks.
Mikal's got...
His
Knicks.
Homies are there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was on the podcast with him the other day.
Who?
With Mikal, Josh Hart, and...
He's chilling on the Knicks podcast?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sam, who just entered.
Yeah, welcome, man.
Going off of the... Previously, we had a Premier League segment.
Oh, really?
We did.
Yeah.
Do we bring it back for a bit of Liverpool?
For the last 2 minutes of Air Ball, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
And, sure, we can run it back to the prime for the last few
let's
minutes.
Let's get a quick prime rundown. Sam Braithwaite, everybody on the
mic. I don't think that mic... I don't have a...
Can we get the... Maybe that one's
I think you might have to just like sit next to him.
Yeah, get over here.
Get but, nice and close. Are you a Liverpool fan?
He is a Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
And we
yeah, big Liverpool supporter. Yeah. Nice. Big win today.
Yeah, noticed, it was a big one.
Man City couldn't replicate that kind of performance.
we touched briefly on the injuries today for Liverpool.
Oh, was it Jota, Nunez, and a midfielder, was it?
Curtis Jones, yeah.
Wow.
Unlucky. Injury list piles up. I still think they'll be... Oh, this is the final. We got to prep for the final next week.
This is... Yeah.
I'm back in Liverpool, to be honest.
You think?
To win the trophy.
You're not?
I think Chelsea take it.
Yeah. The biggest comeback.
A bit of bias.
13 games.
I think what this team should be doing... It should be a win at all costs game. You got to come away with some sort of trophy.
For Chelsea, I think Chelsea's coming out of this with no trophies.
You think so?
I don't think Pochettino's going to make it to the end of the season.
Oh, I hope he doesn't.
I think Jackson is going to be sold as soon as the summer market opens.
That would hurt.
Yeah. Not really. You're not a believer.
No.
Believer?
I'm a believer. At first, I was not a believer at all. I still do not fully understand his role, but I mean, there's just flashes of brilliance. Yeah, back heel today, start the counter. Dog, to be honest.
All right. McDonald's hat trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a
McDonald's
hat trick. Nicholas
Jackson, a.k.a. Leon, the
actor. Yeah, yeah. He's got...